doing the Sugya of Lash, and hopefully next year we'll be doing Bishul, and then we'll finish the whole Sidur de Pas, which is very exciting. It's really like the main, one of like the core groups of Malachos, or the core group of Malachos is the Sidur de Pas. So if we manage to finish Bishul by the end of the year, that'll be really amazing. So let's begin with Lash. So Lash actually is a huge, huge sugya, but the biggest part of Lash is actually the heterim. How to like get away with actually doing Lash on Shabbos? Like, how do you make your kid oatmeal? How do you make your kid like rice cakes, rice cereal, or whatever it is on Shabbos? Is like a huge, huge discussion. So the way of bypassing Lash is massive, massive, super complicated sugya. But we're just going to focus on what is Lash and what is the malacha. And we'll sort of leave the rest of it to the side. So just the Gemara says, "Man tana nesinas mayim l'dio zuhi shriya." Son, who says that putting the ink in water is a problem? Rav Yosef Rebbe. Okay, so the discussion is within Mishita Beis Shammai. The Mishnah in the beginning of Shabbos says that Beis Shammai, I think you can't do anything that involves malacha with your kelim on Shabbos. It's called Shvisas Kelim. And Beis Hillel disagree. They say, you know, unless there's some sort of hashmas kol problem, you can have your kelim do malacha on Shabbos. That's perfectly fine. Okay, so for example, right, we use Shabbos clocks, and the Shabbos clock can have malacha be done for you on Shabbos without any problem. So let's say you want to take something, let's say ink, and you wanted to soak the chemicals for the ink right before Shabbos, and the soaking would continue on Shabbos. So the assumption of the Mishnah is that there's some sort of malacha going on, right? Like you think, okay, like I'm soaking some ink materials, why is that a problem? So the question is like, wait, who says that it's a problem? It must be this is a you know, Shita of Rebbe, who says, Echa nosin es hakemach, v'esa nosin es hamayim. Someone puts flour in a bowl, and someone else pours water on it. Ha'achron chayiv. Divrei Rebbe. And the last one, I mean, the guy who puts water on is Chayiv. Why? Because he did Lash. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, you're not Chayiv, ain't no Chayiv, ad sheyigada, right? Until you actually knead it together. Okay, so you have flour, you have water, you pour the water on the flour. Rebbe says that's already the malach of Lash. And Rabbi Yossi says, nope, no Lash until you actually mix it together. Okay, and you have the same achokas. In a brisa, echanosin sa'afar, echanosin sa'mayim, ha'achron chayiv, devi rebi, reyosu, berihu domer, ad shigada. Okay, until you actually need it all together. So right, we have basically a very key machlokas here right off the bat. What's going on in Lush? What defines Lush? Is Lush putting the water with the flour, or is it actually kneading the two together? Now, how do we understand the position of Rebbe? There really you have two options to approach the machlokas. Okay, do they qualitatively differ? Right? Do they see them as two totally different malachos? You have the malacha of Lash being about putting the water on it, or the malacha of Lash being about actually kneading it together? Like, there's a malacha of kneading, and there's a malacha of pouring water on your flour. They're really different, right? And there's a real qualitative difference, or you can say there's a quantitative difference. They're actually very, very similar, right, in terms of the fundamentals of what's going on. They're arguing about, either they both think that it's about the kneading, or they both think it's about putting the water on, really. But, right, they're going to argue about whether or not it's good enough to just put it on top, or you really need to knead it in, okay? Now, how can we formulate that sharper? So, you know, I'll just, we'll do it through the Makoros. It's always more fun. So the Eglei Tal takes the position that Rebbe Sover, the hachi of who mishum harkabas kemach b'mayim, right? It's the putting the kemach together with the water. V'zeh nasek tekef b'shas nesinas hamayim, right? And the second you put the water in, it starts getting absorbed into the water, right? So the combination of the two is the malacha, right? As opposed to Rabbi Yossi, who seems to think that the malacha is kneading, right? So here, right, the Eglei Tal thinks it's a qualitative malachlokas. Rebbe holds it's about mixing the two together, about joining the two together, right? Let's say putting together the recipe. So putting the ingredients together is the malacha. Shlisus HaShabbos also says, Amnam l'Rebbi taroves mua nami givui mekri, kol shahamayim nivlaim ba. Right? He says basically the combination of these two different things is the malacha, right? And since the water and the flour are joining together, right, you're putting together the recipe and the ingredients are joining together, that in and of itself is already the malacha of Lash. Okay? But the emphasis is on creating, is like putting together the recipe, right? Not necessarily that you've like made dough or something, right? You have, right, I'd say in general in cooking, right? There's, you get all the raw ingredients, right? That was a lot of malachos until now. That was like Choresh and Zorea and Kotzer and Ma'amer and Dash and Borer and Zore and Merakade, you know, and Tochein all got us to the point where we have the raw materials. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to start baking. And when I start baking, right, I mix together all the pieces of the recipe, right? So that putting together the recipe is the malacha of Lash, right, as a precursor to then baking it. And that's really the approach that the Egel HaTal takes. So you're combining the ingredients, that's already the malacha. Okay? On the other hand, if you look at the Mishnah Brura, let's start with the Rambam. The Rambam is very geshmak, because the Rambam, he's dealing not with Hilchos Shabbos at all. He's talking about when you're chayiv and chala, when you make dough. That's if you make a big enough amount of dough, you're chayiv in the mitzvah of chala. It actually came up in the parsha a few weeks ago. And it's like truma, you have to give it to the kohen. So when are you chayiv in chala? So the Rambam says, im asai mafrish in chala, when can you start being mafrish chala? Kishayitin et hamayim v'yitarev hakemach b'mayim. When you put the water into the flour, and it starts mixing together, mafresh hachala mitchilas davar shenilosh shenama reshit arisotechem. Right, so you're allowed to be mafresh hachala even from the beginning stage of that which is being gonna get kneaded, because it's the pasuk says reshit arisotechem, the beginning of your dough. So you see that when you put the water in, it's already considered the beginning of being dough, and therefore, if you're mafresh chala, it works. But in halacha dalit, he says me'imatay titchayev ha'isa b'chala. Right? When does it actually become chayev? Mishetigalgel b'chitim v'itaref hakemach b'mayim v'taseh kula guf echad. Right? So the Rambam says there are two stages in chala. There's when you put the water in. That's when you have chilas isa, that's the beginning of it becoming dough, but the actual chiyuv is only when it you actually gets kneaded into one entity, right? You create one dough. And I think that's really a good model for what we're dealing with now, right? When it comes to Lash on Shabbos, I could say, right, that what's the nature of the malacha? It's totally about creating guf echad. It's totally about creating one entity, one dough, right? You took flour and water and you transformed them into dough, right? Chemically, it happens to be very, very chemically involved process. There's a lot that goes on there, right? So it actually really is a transformation. It's not merely like useful now because like they're combined. You actually turned them into dough. They actually, you know, created all sorts of chemical bonds between the flour and the water that actually mean that it become a new entity, right? But just because the end goal of the malacha is to create guf echad, right? When do you start doing the process and the maisa of combining them, right? When you put the two ingredients together. So the Rambam says in terms of chala, mafrishin chala kishiyitin es amayim, because that's the tchilas davar hanilosh, but the actual chiyuv is only once it's in isa, only when it's actually nasa guf echad. So you could say for Rebbe, it's not that Rebbe disagrees that the malacha of Lash is about creating this new entity of a dough, right, through Lisha. He just thinks that you're chayiv already from the beginning of the process, right? In general, right, we know that there are a lot of times where we have a malacha where you're only chayiv if you complete the process. And we have other times where we'll say that you're chayiv once you begin the process, once you start, right, once you make progress, okay? And the Mishnah Brura kind of gives an afkamina for this, which I think is very nice. It says, "Ach," he says, right, in Megavlin, "Beinian Lisha, Tani Bebraisa, Begemara, Deim Echad Nosim Kemach, Vesa Nosim Mayim, Ha'achron Chayv, Debe Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Einu Chayv Ad Sheyigado. The pasuk Rav Rishon Rav Poskim Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Ach Das Bal Hatrumos V'Siato Lifso K'Rabbi. Okay, so there's Machlokas Rishonim how we paskin. Most Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Al Yidein Esinas Magim Nikra Givol the Choze V'Kemach Oba Afar V'Tet V'Chol Hadak Shu Davar Bar Givol V'Chol Kayote Behen. Aval davar dehu lav bar givul kigon ifer v'chol hagas das haram v'siyatu daf im gavlu pater amechatas. Okay, the Gemara raises the following issue. According to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, let's say you have something which fundamentally cannot be made into one entity. Right, let's say it's charcoal. Right, so you have charcoal after a fire. You couldn't knead it into one entity. Right. If you get it wet, it'll like some of it will stick to each other, but it doesn't become a dough, right? So Abaya asks, normally Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda says you're only chayiv if you make it into a dough. Maybe, according to Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, something that couldn't become a dough, you'll be chayiv once you put water in. Okay? It's not clear what the Gemara thinks the maskana. Now that's within Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. What seems clear, what you would have assumed is that according to Rebbe, who says you're always chayiv when you put water in, that of course you're chayiv if you do it, even to something that's lav bar givul, right? If we're asking about Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, says that you actually need to knead it together, kavachomer Rebbe, who says you don't need to do it by kemach, right? That's not gonna, of course you don't need to do givul by something that couldn't, right? So I think it's a relatively good kavachomer. If Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, who says that you need to knead it, would potentially say you're chayiv since it couldn't be needed. So Rebbe, who says you never need to need it, would definitely say you're chayiv in a case where it couldn't be needed. The Mishnah Brura seems, and he seems to be talking even within Rebbe, right? Because he brings up the Sefer HaTrumo, passings like Rebbe. He says, oh, definitely all this is only true by kemach, which can be needed. But something which cannot be needed is definitely not included in lush. Right? What's that tell me? What's the nature of the malacha? Right? It means that the nature of the malacha is that you're kneading it into a guf echad. You're kneading it into one dough. And just why is, and the machlokas Rebbe and Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda is only, are you going to be mechayiv on tchila slisha or only when you actually made a guf echad? Right? Just like we saw with the Rambam legabe chala. Another nafkamina of this is the Be'alacha brings down da the nearly bar da afilu ledas bala truma hazeh the nesinas mayim nikra givu v'nasan bo mayim me'erev Shabbos mikol makom im givel acharkach b'Shabbos chayev v'lo amrin hazeh mikri lisha achar lisha. Okay, in general, right, we have this rule that in lisha achar lisha in b'shol achar b'shol, right, in tochen achar tochen. Right, we have all these rules that say, oh, you only have the malacha, you know, once. There's no double jeopardy. So he says, even if you hold like Rebbe, right, like the Sefer HaTrumah, and you paskin that givul, that putting water in already counts as lush. Let's say you put water in right before Shabbos. So you already did lush, right? Now if you want to knead it on Shabbos, is that going to be mutter? Right, so... so you would say, oh, in givul achar givul, in lisha achar lisha, right? So the Be'alacha says, no, of course you'd be chayiv. Why? I think that's exactly what we just said a second ago, that it's not that Rebbe thinks that the lisha is the putting in the water, it's that he thinks that putting in the water is the beginning of kneading. And you're chayiv already on the beginning of the process, right? The fact that the water and the flour start getting absorbed into each other is already enough to count as the beginning of the malacha. But ultimately, right, the malacha hasn't actually been completed. So you're not going to get the p'tur of in bishal achar bishal, in tchina achar tchina, in lisha achar lisha, unless you really completed the process. If we were to think like the Eglei Tal, or the Shvitza Shashabbos, that it's just about creating the tarobes, then, right, we wouldn't have an issue. Okay, so just putting it into perspective again, right? There's Machlokas Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe says you're chayiv for Nesinas Mayim. The Nesinas Mayim is the Machayiv according to the Eglei Tal and the Shvisas HaShabbos. And I think the reason it's putting together the recipe, it's putting together the ingredients. You're right, that's the beginning of first step in baking. is, you know, you get your ingredients and then you follow the recipe and you put it all together and then you mix it, right? But the mixing it together is just a continuation of putting together the recipe. That's one option. Or you say, no, the malacha isn't putting together the recipe. There's nothing really fundamentally creative there, right? What's fundamentally creative is taking these ingredients and turning them into dough. And if that's true, how can Rebbe be mechayev? Maybe it's because Rebbe thinks that you're chayev, even though you're only doing the beginning, and that's what we saw in the Rambam Behilchos Challah. Two nafkaminas. If you put water on it before Shabbos, right, you're still going to be chayev because you still haven't completed Lisha in order to have a p'tur of in Lisha Achar Lisha, A. B, you're not going to have Lisha by things that can't be kneaded together. Because the whole point of Lisha is making a dough. If you could never make a dough, then even Rebbe is going to be modeh that you can't be chayev, right? As opposed to, according to the Egel Tal and the Shvisa Shabbos, right, fundamentally, Rebbe should be mechayiv for putting in the water, even if it's lav bar givul, because at the end of the day, putting the water together and having it absorbed is the malacha. And B, is that if you put the water in before Shabbos, Pasha says there's no more Elisha. Now, within Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, who says you're only chayiv if you actually knead them together, so you could say that's because only Yitziras Batzek is nechshav lash, only if you actually knead it together into a dough are you chayiv, in which case, something that could not be lashed, something that could not be kneaded into a dough, is totally excluded from malachas lash. Or you can say that he just argues quantitatively about whether or not you're going to be chayiv on the beginning of the talich, right? So if you put the water on the flour, but it's not fully mixed in, that's not going to be chayiv. But if you mix it in all the way, not to make a dough, just to mix it all the way in, then it's mechayiv. And then if you have a davar she'ino nilosh, then you're chayiv miyad, right? Which is what the question of Abaye is. Maybe, according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, if you couldn't do Lisha, not that Lisha doesn't apply even according to Rebbe, that even Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda would be modeh, that since you couldn't mix it into a dough, right? So the fact that you're, since you couldn't absorb it all the way, right? The pouring the water on top is already the maximum possible absorption of the liquid and the solid together. Okay, so you have two totally opposite ways of looking at it. One, it's all about making dough, and the question is the extent, or it's totally about combining the liquid and the solid and making, let's say, this recipe, making this mixture, right? It's like the opposite of borer, right? It's about creating a mixture, a useful mixture, and then the question is, right? So borer is destroying a bad mixture. Lisha is about creating a useful mixture. And then maybe you could limit what type of useful mixtures there are, but not necessarily, right? And then you would include everything. And then Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda just says you're only chayiv at the end. And Rebbe says you're chayiv at the beginning. Okay.
Can you say that again? Can you give the chiluk again what the machloket could be, please?
Yes. Right. So you just take this whole thing. One option is that Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda argue fundamentally about whether or not Lisha is about combining these ingredients or it's about making dough. If it's about making dough, so it would need to be actually turned into a dough and it would have to become one entity, right? The Rambam's Lashon of Guf Echad. And it would only apply to things that actually could become a dough, right? It has to really be something that you knead together, you make making cement or making actual dough or batter in the kitchen, right? But putting together water and charcoal ashes isn't going to count, right? Because at the end of the day, it doesn't create a dough. While Rebbe just says, it's about combining these ingredients in a useful way, right? It's the opposite of borer. You're making a useful mixture. And then as long as it's a useful mixture and the water is getting absorbed into something, it doesn't really matter that it doesn't become guf echad and you never actually need it. That's like the basic way to understand it, right? Or what you could do is you could say that really either everyone agrees that it's about making this mixture. The question is, are you chayiv at the beginning of the mixture or at the end of the mixture, right? And then I could say, according to Rebbe, I'm chayiv at the beginning of the mixture. But if I had something which could not be mixed anymore, right? Something that's lav bar gibul, that you just putting the water on is the whole process. There's no kneading together afterwards. So then even Rabbi Yossi Ber Yehuda would agree that you're chayiv right away because you're at the end of the process already, right? You did the whole thing. You did the whole song and dance because there's nothing left to do, right? That's one way to take it, where you take even Rabbi Yossi Ber Yehuda to the extreme of it being about making a mixture. Or what you could do is you could say Rebbe, and that sort of seems to be the approach, let's say, that we would say within the Egelei Tal and the Shvisa Shabbos, potentially. Or what you could say is the opposite, what the Mishnah Brura says, which is even Rebbe is mode that it's about making dough. Just what? As the Rabbi in Hilchos Challah says, you have making dough, the beginning of making dough, and you have the end of making dough, right? When you mix it together, you're able to be mafresh challah. When you finish mixing it together and it becomes one dough, then you're chayiv in challah. Here too, Rebbe says, once you start the process, you're chayiv, right? But if you couldn't make it into a dough, then even Rebbe would be modeh that there's no isra of lash. So if you're dealing, let's say, with charcoal, right? Even Rebbe, who says pouring water on flour is chayiv before you mix it and actually need it, would say that it's mutter, or it's definitely only asur darbanan, to pour water on the charcoal because there's no kneading that could possibly go on. You haven't started kneading. You haven't done anything, right? While Rabbi Yossi Yehuda says, you're only chayiv once you actually do the kneading and it actually becomes gofecha, right? So our core chakira is it about mixing? Is it about kneading, right? But we saw, and that most easily breaks down into Rebbe versus Rabbi Yossi Yehuda. What we saw is that the Mishnah Brura thinks they both agree that it's about kneading. The question is basically the beginning or the end, right? The beginning of the process or the completed process. And what we could also say, and this kind of works nicely with the Egelei Tal and the Havamina of Abaya, Abaya definitely has that Havamina in the Gemara, so it's clearly a reasonable approach, is that everyone agrees that it's about mixing, and this Rebbe thinks it's about the beginning of the mixing, and Rabbi Yossi Yehuda thinks it's about the complete mixing, right? But it's about making a mixture of these two items, the liquid and the solid. Got it?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Great. So then it's like a good, this happens to be like a very nice example in Lamdus in general. We have like a Hakira, and it works nicely, let's say, with the Tanaim, but a lot of times it's so compelling, right, to say, no, Lash is about kneading, that you can say, it can't be that Rebbe really thinks that it's about making a mixture. Or you say, it's clear in the Gemara that it's about making a mixture, so really, Rabbi Yossi Yehuda doesn't think that it's something totally radically different, right? A lot of times when we make a Hakira, we have two very different ways of looking at it. But if you really see one of them as being like, say, the way the Gemara understands things, so it's a Rishon, you'll say, no. Really, everyone's talking within this side, right? And they're arguing, let's say, on the extent or the opposite. Okay, so here we had, right, Rebbe is saying it's about the Taroves, Rabbi Yossi Ber Yehuda saying it's about the Lisha. We saw the Mishnah Brura says even Rebbe doesn't actually think it's about the Taroves. He really thinks it's about Lisha. He just thinks that the making the tarobes, which leads to Lisha, is enough of the beginning of the process that it actually is enough to be mechayiv. Okay. Davar shalav bar givul. Okay, we're going to mention this again because it's a good nafkamina. The Ritva says, Eino simenu isa, she'inu ben givul, la sos mimenu kikaros, ve'in begivulo el isur darabanan, this is gazrina mishum gibul hakemach. He says, when it comes to Rabbi Yossi Ber Yehuda, if something is not mixable into a dough, can't be kneaded, so then there's no isur d'oraisa, right? While the Rajba says exact opposite, he says no, right? Ikal medak dehacha mashma tvei, ikal lechiyuv hecha delav bar givohu, vikitma delav bar givohu likule alma minesinas mayim mechayif. So the Ritva says, kule alma lo pligi, that if there's no potential kneading, then it's only asur midarbanan. The Rajba says, kule amal lo plegi, that if it's lav bar givul, if you couldn't knead it into a dough, that you'd be chayiv right away when you put it in the water. Right? So it's just great. This is exactly what we were saying, right? Everyone agrees that it's about kneading, and therefore if it's not kneadable, it's not even in the picture. Or the opposite, everyone agrees that it's about the mixture, and therefore if you couldn't knead it together into a dough, meaning you could not achieve complete taroves, so even whatever the manageable and possible amount of taroves is going to be the machayev, right? Which is what the Rashi was saying. Okay, so really, that's a totally, totally opposite approaches to the nature of the malach. Okay, now the Gemara says there's a heter, okay, called blila ava and blila raka. Now, definitely this, we're going to get to this in a second, but you could connect it. It doesn't necessarily have to be connected. And I'll get that in a second to what we've said so far. Everyone agrees, Shavin, Shabokshin et a shtik mishabes, Vishosin zesum hametri, Vamers are in Govlin. Wait a second, but he said there's a malacha called Lush. Lokasha ha ba'aveha biraka. Here it's where you make a thick mixture, and here is where it's a thin mixture. Bahani mili hud mishani. Hech mishani, Amar Yosef, Bechol, nosin is a chomet, Vachkach nosin is a shtik. And in it, for it to be mutter, even midarabanan, what you need to do is you need to switch the order. Okay? In general, right, by Lash on Shabbos, you gotta both make it a blila raka, you have to make it a loose, liquidy mixture, and you need to change the way in which you do it. Okay? And what exactly, what counts as the, as a, you know, as a shinoi, and what order you need to do it, and like, what kli you're allowed to use, and whether you need two shinuyim or one shinui or like, you know, seven shinuyim, and when does a shinui help you with what type of things is like a massive, massive like machlokas lecha lemaisa, which just makes my head hurt. So I try not to think about it too much, and I just avoid making oatmeal or like rice cereal for my kid on Shabbos, and he knows already that like he likes basically having oatmeal for breakfast every morning. And then on Shabbos, like, he just knows, like, right, we can't have oatmeal because it would be lush. And I say, yes, it would be lush. Do you want yogurt? And he says, yes. And he says, lots of raisins. So we're good. But, it, you know, he was like, wait, but I really, you know, for the first two Shabboses where I tried to explain this to him, he was, like, upset. He's like, wait, but I really want oatmeal. And I was like, I can't. And then I realized, I'll just explain to him why I can't. You know, it'll be lush. And that's like malacha. And then we went to, like, a Hilchos Shabbos book. And he loved it. And he was like, oh, okay, it'll be lush. And, like, that's a, you can't do that. That would be a malacha. So Baruch Hashem, I don't have to try to figure out how to make oatmeal beheter on Shabbos, but it can be done if you do it blila raka and you're make a shino. So what is a blila raka? What's a blila ava, and why should it help us? Right. So I think really you have really like a couple of different approaches in the Rishonim. Rishonim Achronim. The Ritva. Just says, right, what is raka? Miris kimo mashkin. Velo dan yalalisha v'isa v'shari. Says, oh, right, the Ritva says, look, what's a blila raka? It's where it's like liquidy, and it's not dome to lash, to kneading, and to a dough, and therefore it's okay. Now, what sounds like in the Ritva is very much that it's not something that you can really like sink your hands into, right, and knead. And so if you just can't physically do the kneading, right, then you're good to go. Now, I think what's great about that is, what did the Ritva say a minute ago?
That it's about kneading itself, that's what the malacha is.
Exactly. Right? The Ritva came out very strongly in favor of the idea that the definition of the malacha is kneading. It's the transformation of the, you know, different elements into dough. And I think the, you know, the argument there is, right, part of one of the things that you know that your dough is like doing well is that dough becomes very solid, right? All those like gluten bonds and stuff, you know, really gluten chains. So they actually really solidify your dough. If your dough is liquidy, right, and hasn't become one solid mass, then you haven't kneaded properly. So actually works out really nicely. The Ritva says it's all about kneading. And he also says that as long as it's, you know, liquidy, a little bit, nires kimo mashkim, velo dam yalalisha v'isa v'shari. He says, if there's not actual kneading going, if you're just mixing the ingredients together, it's fine. It even sounds like, right, part of what he's worried about and part of what the heter is, it's nires kimo mashkin, and that is why we're not even concerned that you might it might look like lush. But it sounds like from him that as long as there's no actual isa and there's no actual kneading of the dough, if it's just batter but it's not dough, then it's a blila raka, right? And what's very, I think what's cool about that is exactly what Dodi Lee said, is that it's about the, it's about making dough. And this is not a dough, right? If it's not a solid, if it's not guf echad, it's not one big solid mass, then just you haven't done kneading, right? If we know the difference between batter and dough, and if it's batter and it's not dough, then it just doesn't count. So that's a very good example of, okay, you know, the definition is kneading. So our definition of b'leil raka is going to be anything that doesn't really meet the criteria of kneading a dough. The Chazon Ish gives a more objective definition, although I think it's very similar to the Ritva. It says nira diraka hainu dinishbach v'nirok, that it's something that you could actually pour. Avalakati hin gush v'lo nozel. It's not a liquid, right? It's like a batter, but it's something that you could pour out from one bowl to the other. Okay, so if it's liquidy enough that you can pour it, even though it's still very viscous, nonetheless, it still counts as a b'lila raka. Says if it's actually liquidy, right, then it's not even bichlal lush. There's nothing to talk about even. It's totally mutter. You don't have to do a shinui, right? If you like make hot cocoa out of cocoa powder, it's a liquid. It acts like a liquid. That's not even a b'lila raka. B'lila raka is when it's a batter that you could still pour from clay to clay. I think potentially for the Ritva, you could say that even if it's like a very viscous batter, as long as it's not like kneadable, it might be even, might still be fine. Chazon Ish, I think, might have a slightly more stringent definition than the Ritva, but ultimately I think they're the same, right? If it's dough, if it's kneadable, if it's one guf, then it's a b'lila ave, and there's a problem. If it's like liquidy, even if it's like liquidy, like a thick batter, it still is only a b'lila raka because there's no kneading involved. The Ketos HaShulchan gives a different definition. He says, no, there's no one objective definition for all of lush, of b'lila raka and b'lila ave. Nira d'shir ha'b'lila inu shav v'b'chol ha'dvarim, ela b'chol davar k'derech li shaso chayev alav. Says you take every thing that you normally make in your kitchen and you have to make it a little more watery than usual. Right? How do you conceptualize that? So the first point is, before we, you know, totally conceptualize it, what he's arguing essentially, what's the svara? If he's saying that it depends on each individual recipe. He's saying that's a shinoi, essentially, I think, right? If you think that you have to make it more liquidy than usual, then you're making a shinoi, right? Now, if it's about nirok mikli lekli, then we're saying that you haven't made an isa, you haven't made dough, and only making dough is part of lush, right? Now, what's interesting here is that I'm so convinced by the Ritva, who says that if it's liquidy at all, then it's just not a batter. It's a batter, it's not dough, that I think the Ketos HaShulchan needs to be saying that making the batter, making the recipe, right, making the tarovest is already going to be considered lush, right? Like what we were saying based on the Eglei Tal. And the reason for that is because if you think that something could be liquidy, right, and pour from clay to clay and still be lush and still be considered b'lila aveh, what that feels like is that we're saying that it's not that there's some sort of fundamental, creation of dough that defines lush. Right? It's lush is about you combining these different things. And it happens to be in this case, right? You did it in a different way. You did it with the shinoi. You did it less. So I'm inclined to think that this is actually a nafkamina of the different approaches to lush in the first place. Right? If you think that it's making dough, then anything that's pourable, anything that's just a batter, is not lush. If you think that it's about mixing them together and creating this mixture, this useful taroves, and combining them, then making batter would also be included. And then the question, the heter becomes one of shinoi, right? And as we talked about last year, if you have a double shinoi, where it's you do it different, the maisa differently, and the totsa is more liquidy. So you have a shinui in the totsa, and you have a shinui in the maisa, and maybe that's a shinui mufak that it's matir. And that's really that, you know, the whole discussion about shinui mufak. Okay, so just to really cap up again, because we're just doing lush in one short shiur, but you know, gotta finish procedure to pass. We have, is it a dough is it about making a useful taroves? Is it about putting together the recipe? Or is it about making an actual dough that's one entity and one transformed entity, right, that chemically alters itself? Nafgamina is when we say that putting in the water is going to be lush, is that something that only makes sense in a case where it can actually theoretically be made into a dough because it's the beginning of the process? Or, you know, is it no, it's absolutely, it's always going to be true. Just if it's only the beginning of the process, maybe that's a chisaron. And if you did it before Shabbos, right, you put in the water before Shabbos, is that going to be poter you from the malacha on Shabbos? And finally, also, how do you define b'li la'ava, b'li la'raka, l'gabi d'heter? Is it about it being liquidy enough to pour, right, which is the Chazon Ish, the Ritva, this idea of it's not dough, it's just batter? Or do you say, no, it has to be more liquidy than what's normal, and then the heter is because of shinoi, and then I would say, so if it's, if even liquidy stuff needs the heter of shinoi, it implies that you can apply lush to things, even if they're liquidy and not kneadable, doughable. Okay.